Blog Talk Radio.
One and two.
Okay, let's start.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love what's for to be.
With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
A memory.
Oh, what joy.
My friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious graves.
Well, praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this evening, Father, we're looking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us the guidance, Father, and take us into the truth and depth of this, your word. Be with us now, Father. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know, I had a good message over with Beehive, Sister Living Place. I had several new ones there. And they all seem to really enjoy it, and they're looking forward to our next visit next Tuesday, which is good. But what I told on there Tuesday, the good Lord told me, just do it again tonight, because it's something we all need. It's something that everyone today needs. And so let's just hope that the Holy Spirit brings it out as well and as strong as he did Tuesday. So we're going to be going to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. You know, 14 is picking up where Jesus has just got through warning Peter about himself and what he was getting ready to do. Because at the ending of chapter 13, Peter told Jesus, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." And Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily." In other words, he's telling Saul to pay attention. "I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." That's where Jesus told him he'd deny him three times before the rooster crowed the next morning. Picking up here in 14, we find a lot of warnings that was given to his disciples in that day and time, but is still warnings for you and I. And yet, we are seeing so much of it happen today. The truth turns a lot of people away from God's word. They don't want to hear the truth when it comes actually to them. Now, here in verse 1 of chapter 14, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Now, I'm going to stop there with 4, because you see, he's telling you and I that we shouldn't be walking in fear. We shouldn't be having our heart troubled with things that are going on, because he has went to prepare a place for us. He's told you and I that he is coming again for us. That is providing we are still his when he comes after us. Whether that be now, at the present time, whether that be when he comes for the church. Don't matter which way he comes. But for those that believe in him, he is coming again. There is a place already fixed for them. And he's letting us know that. Now, we pick up here with 5. We get this doubting Thomas, one of his disciples. And Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" He said unto Jesus, "We don't know where you're going, so how do we know the way?" Well, there's a lot of them out there today that needs to know the way, because they're lost. They're just as lost as they can be. And they believe they've got heaven made their home. But they have been deceived with so much misteaching and so much of following their mind instead of following the spirit and their heart. Your mind will get you in trouble. It will. It'll get you in trouble. Because you see, that's also where Satan will work. He works through the mind. Now, because he don't have any power to work any other way. Now, Jesus goes on here with 6 and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way you and I can go to the Father is by going through Jesus. And that's why we've been told everything we've been told in the scripture. And a lot of these things we've heard before, and as they're spoke, we'll remember. Well, you know, I've heard that several times. But we hear the word, but we don't hear the voice of God with it. We don't take it in to our hearts and our spirits and bring it to life in our lives. And that makes a big difference. Just hearing the word don't get the work done. Because if it would get the work done, then all that would be walking that way would be out here doing God's work, where they're not. They're not doing it. But they don't want to hear it either. I've got a couple right now mad at me. And boy, and what's happened? They're not here, are they? I haven't heard from them since Sunday night. That's unusual because I was called every night until they heard the truth, and now they're mad. But that's something they're going to have to answer to God about. Because you see, I'm not going to walk around you or around the Word of God. Because in doing that, I'd be doing the same thing Satan doing. I'd be deceiving you. I'm going to walk around things just because you don't want to hear it. That's not what I'm called for. Now, verse 7, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. Now, why is he telling them? Because they've known him, they should have known the Father. Because, you see, he is of the Father. His life is that of the Father, which is exactly what your life and my life should be about. Should be about the Word of God, the Father. But we need Jesus in order to be able to walk that way. I cannot walk the way of God without the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I have to have both of them in order to walk according to the word of the Father. Just as Jesus told us. Jesus lets us know that the words and his teaching were not his. They were the Father's. And that's why he's telling them that if they'd known him, they should have known the Father, because that's where it was coming from, and he was letting them know. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Now, they may look at us, they may not see the Father, but they should be able to see the result of him and his word and the Lord Jesus Christ also. Think about it. But so often we don't. Now, verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. In other words, show us. Show us the Father. Oh, and I love Jesus' answer for that. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how saith thou then, show us the Father? Those that see Jesus, he still had also seen the Father. Why? Because he is of the Father. They are all one. And when you have one of them, you will eventually have them all. And when you go to the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, and we're accepted by him, we're being accepted by all three. That's why we have the Son, we have the Father, and we have the Holy Spirit. Because those three are one. And that's what the Word of God tells us. Now, 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. What I was telling you just a little earlier about Jesus telling his disciples, it's not my words, it's the Father's. And he's the one that's doing the work. Because you see, while Jesus was here on this earth, he was walking in a flesh body just like you and I. But he was filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and it was that Spirit that was doing the work. It was the Father doing the work. We don't stop and think about that today, do we? Just as those that are called of him into the ministry of any kind, pastor, deacon, teacher, if you're his, you're not actually doing the work. He's doing it. But you are there as a channel for him to work because he's not on earth now. But you and I are. So we need to be walking in the Spirit and with the Spirit to be used at any time, for any purpose that he has. And we should always be letting the Lord know, just as Jesus did when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when he finished his prayer, he finished it with, Lord, not my will be done, but your will. And that's the way when we go to God in prayer, we need to be ending our prayers. Not my will, but your will, Lord, be done. I'm here. Use me. In whatever way you want. And that has to come from the heart. It has to be meant honestly, with all sincerity. Because we can't just have one foot in and one foot out. Both feet has to be in. Or it's not going to work. That's why we don't make excuses. for staying away from God's word and staying away from church and meetings and things where he's at. But we need to be watching where we go. As you and I have talked about several times, and you know we do. Because those that are not teaching the truth of God's word and getting up and telling, oh, they tell pretty stories. And they'll tell pretty stories. And every once in a while, they'll throw in a verse of the scripture to make you believe in what they're saying. But yet, in the end, it comes to being contrary to the word of God. And we're told to stay away from that, just as we was the other day in our lesson Sunday evening. If you remember, he told us about staying away from those that forbid marriage and forbid eating meat. And he said, stay away from them. We need to stay away from everything that is contrary to the word of Almighty God. We're not going to make heaven our home. Now, that was verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12. There's that verily, verily again. Pay attention. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. All that believe on him. What kind of works was he doing? He was healing the blind, the deaf, the crippled, the sick. Doing all that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Huh?
Raising the dead.
Yeah, he's even raising the dead. And that has been done a time or two here in some of our churches today. It's also been due even in the home. Because God is all sovereign. But we can only do it because it's not our power doing it. It is his power doing it. It is God that's doing the work. We can preach all the messages we want to preach. And they can be 1,000. Except the Lord Jesus Christ. And do it sincerely. But if that's so, don't look at me and say, oh, he saved them. No, he didn't. God did. He's the one that gives the increase. I can't. I can give you the word. I can help you along the way. But it's he that will give the increase. It's he that forgives you. It's he that will fill you with his spirit. And it's he that is coming back one day for either you or for the church, whichever comes first. And we don't know that. None of us can actually know either one. Not until it gets down the time, and then very few that I know of will ever know that it's coming. I know two people that knew. God had let them know. One was my grandmother. Sick a long time. couldn't wash her feet. My grandfather had to wash her feet because she couldn't get over the washer. But the night that she left this world, she had been outside and come in. Grandpa looked at her, and she was, as he said, just white, pale. And he asked her, he said, Mom, what's wrong? She told him, she says, oh, nothing. She said, I just saw something. Went in the bedroom, down the side of the bedroom, and said, Dad, go get me a glass of water. He went in the kitchen to get her a glass of water and come back. She's sitting in the middle of the bed with her toe in her mouth. A woman that couldn't get over to wash her feet. Now she got a toe in her mouth. He said, Mom. She looked up at him. She said, Dad, I won't be with you in the morning. She said, I'm going home. It's 4 a.m. She left this life. The other one was William Brandon. I've told you all about him before. God told him, you're going home. You won't be coming back out here. You're going home. But most don't know it. And I don't know as I'd want to know. I can't talk to everybody. But I don't know whether I'd want to know or not. I know I want to be ready when he calls me. And if he'll let me know I'm going to call you tonight, that might be fine. But don't give me a day's warning, because I don't know how that works. And that's what he done with Brandon. He knew it several days. I don't know if he knew the day, and I'm sure he didn't know how, but he did know he was going. And he knew it had to be soon. But you see, it's these things, they hear the words, but they don't hear the voice of God. And really, what is in it? And what they should be taking from it? Now, 13. And we just covered there in 12 about being able to do what he was doing. 13 goes on and says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever we ask in his name will be done if you're walking with him. That sinner out there can't get it done. But that one that is saved, that one that has been sanctified and made holy, that one that has the Holy Spirit can have whatever they ask. They don't say exactly how long it's going to take you to get it or to receive it. But you can know one thing. It is coming. When you ask it and you believe in God's word and you're standing firm on his word, then you know it's done because he said it was. Now 14. He repeats the same thing here in 14 as he told us in 13. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. When you see it in two verses together like that, stand on it. You better believe it. That's why he's done it. Now, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Telling us a whole lot of things right there. Note 8 words. Well, actually 7 words. But they're telling us a whole lot. Because those that are claiming to be born again children of God, if they're not keeping his word and keeping his commandments, neither do they love him. And he's letting you know that right there. Because he says if you loved him, you'd keep his commandments. 16. He says, and I will pray, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And that's the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. You see, Jesus went back to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father, but they sent the Holy Spirit back to be with mankind and to deal with us, work with us, to give us the knowledge, the wisdom to use that knowledge, and the power to do whatever God will call upon you and I to do. We can't say, Lord, I can't do it because I don't know how. Whatever it is, you just start in that direction. And he'll guide you the rest of the way and give you everything you need to get it accomplished. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now he's talking about the Holy Spirit there. That's what he's talking about. And the world don't know him. If they did, they'd be following him. Because if they knew him, he'd be in them. 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. We know that we have all of them with us. If you are a born again child of God, they're all with us. They're all for us. That's why nothing in this world should be able to pull you away from God. But he's also got to be first in your life. He won't take second place to nothing. You see, that's another thing they get mad at you for teaching too. You tell people, you've got to put God before anything else or anyone else. They don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. That ain't right. My church says, I don't care what your church says. I know what the Word of God says. But they don't want nothing else to do with you either. and they can be family members. In fact, your family members will turn against you quicker than a stranger will. Now, verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, you shall live. We can see Jesus all around us. When we are born again, and we are living by the Word of God, we can see Jesus all around us. Now, at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Oh, that's a mouthful right there. At that day, you shall know I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and I in you. And he's already told us that we have the Holy Spirit in us. So that puts all three there, don't it? Because he's in us, and he's got the Father in him. That makes you and I with all three, if so be we're his. Now, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He says, if you keep his commandments, you love him. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You see, this all comes down to loving Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why through the night, if I wake up, I tell Heavenly Father, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. I love the work that you do for me and to me. I tell them the same thing of a morning. And I tell him as I lay down at night, because I want him to know how much I love him. He knows, but he also likes to hear it. Now, Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You see, he says that if a man loves him, he'll keep his word. And also the Father loves him and will love the man that loves him. And he says, and we, not me, we will come unto him and make our abode with, in other words, they're going to come and make their home in you. You see, to get that indwelling love of God for yourself you've got to love them too. And you've got to walk in obedience. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. We talked about that earlier. Jesus himself letting us know that the words he's teaching while he's here on this earth are not his. They are his Father's. So Jesus spent most of his time in prayer. Now, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. See, that lets us know that he's talking to him while he's here on this earth. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And you want to know why the Holy Spirit is important to you? Because you see, Jesus went back to heaven, but we still need a teacher here. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. We need the Holy Spirit. We don't need to be denying his existence or believing he don't count, something we don't need. But most of your churches out here today does not teach you of anything about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then there's a few that will teach you, he comes to you, but they teach you wrong. Because they'll tell you that just because you got baptized in water, he automatically came right then. That's not so, which we've seen several times in our classes. I know, because I can remember teaching it to you. Now, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If you are walking with the Holy Spirit of God in you, then you know that you are saved. You know you've been forgiven. You have no reason to be afraid of anything. And that's what he's telling you here. Don't be troubled. Let your heart be troubled. Or neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. He's given us all the reasons. 29. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. He said, I've told you these things, and when it comes to pass, you can believe. Let me tell you something. Those that can't believe when this word is given to them, they're not hearing only with their ears. They're hearing words, but they're not hearing God's word. 30 and 31, and we'll be closing for the evening. 30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. He's letting them know who's coming and who the prince is. And that prince has got nothing to do with him or any. 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Rise, let us go hence. We are to begin to live by his word. We are to begin to live according to that word. We are to begin following his plan for our lives, whatever that plan is. And if you don't know it right now, be praying about it, being studying his word every day, praying about it. He'll let you know what he wants of you. And you walk in it, whatever it is. Because we're not all called for the same thing. And sometimes he'll even change your calling in your life. You see, God lays a plan out for everything that is his. He knows what you'll accept and what you won't. That's why when I tell you, if I tell you something that upsets you, that's got to be between you and him, because you're going to have to answer to him for that. Because I'm only going to give you truth of his word. That's why I asked everybody, when you come to my service or to a Bible study, bring your Bible. Follow me. I want you to know it's not mine, it's his word. And follow me in it to see exactly what it is saying, until you know that what I'm sharing with you is the word of Almighty God. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, now as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that gives us the guidance, that gives us knowledge, gives us understanding. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them, because they have very little of it. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, we pray tonight that the Spirit will work with us and work with others, so that those in our government that has stood and been against the Lord Jesus Christ, against the church, that has taken him out of every place he was in, and Father, they'll be removed from office and replaced with those that will work with us to help us to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed, and that our government can be put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray now for Dennis Lee, for James Taylor, for myself, for Kenny Powers, for Terry Coates, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for Sue and David Branson, and all of our family members, Father, because we all have family members lost. And we pray, Father, for them not to be lost, that the Holy Spirit can work with them, turn them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus Christ. Keep us now, Father, in health as we prepare to separate, to go our own way, Father. But never let us forget each other. Keep our love strong one for the other. Always in prayer. Always there. Be ready to help what we can, Father. In whatever situation arises. Father, this is my prayer tonight. Bring us back together come Sunday morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. I told you I had a little something for you after. I spent... Yeah, I better turn that over. Because Kenny ain't on that. He's...